3 weeks ago, Hawaii counties got an end of legislative session surprise. House lawmakers wanted to shore up Honolulu's rail project with an increase to the transit accommodations tax. Suffice it to say, counties other than Honolulu weren't pleased. With no legislative agreement on how to fund the shortfall on rail, discussion of a special session has hinged on whether there could be enough agreement to justify calling lawmakers back to work this summer. Meanwhile, the counties continue to wrestle with their budgets. We've been checking in with the counties to see where we go from here. And today, we conclude with Maui County Chair Mike White. He joins us now by phone. Aloha.
Aloha, Beth.
We've seen times in the past when the counties seem to be at odds or set against Honolulu. Did the taxation issues this time around, including that House TAT proposition at the end of session, make all of this worse?
Of course it did. And, you know, one of the troubling things for the counties is that the relationship between the counties and the state, which should be a partnership where we're working hand in hand, simply seems to get worse every year. And this is just another example of it. When they are coming up with an assault on our real property tax authority to fund education through a constitutional amendment, and then the last-minute attempt to fund rail and, to some degree, education by increasing the tax on hotels, none of which will be served by the rail anyway, certainly not the Neighbor Island hotels, and the rail won't end up getting to Waikiki.
The issue between the counties and the state puts them on, you know, either side. But I'm wondering if there's also a sense of or a bit of animosity toward Honolulu, being that this would be a very real benefit for it and certainly not, as you've just said, for the rest of the state.
Well, it's always troubling to us on the Neighbor Islands when they come up with things all of a sudden becoming a state issue that are simply Oahu-centric. That happened with the convention center, which was the initial purpose for which the transit accommodation tax was placed on hotels. And it was placed on the Neighbor Island hotels, even though we're the only hotels in the country that are paying for a convention center that they can't get to.
So how much is this made of the Neighbor Islands, particularly with Maui County, wary of engaging in these kinds of propositions and really understanding that maybe temporary doesn't really have the meaning that we all think that it does?
Well, those of us who have been watching politics for many, in my case, decades, we know that the word temporary is simply almost never temporary. Once the tax is in place, it's almost never going to be repealed or reset to the prior level. So we're always very wary of that. And it's, for us, it's just a very unfair issue because the TAT was predominantly a municipal tax throughout the country. And in other states, any tax that is generated through a tax on room revenues, and across the nation, some municipalities get 100% of that. In some cases, very low like ours. But across the country, the average is two-thirds of the tax generated goes to the municipality, not the state entity.
So what do you think the counties would have to do to be able to create more fairness as you see it?
Well, the counties have been doing all they can. We've presented the case. We've supported the working group that was supposed to come up with a new calculation. But the state legislature holds all the cards and has all the taxing authority. And so the counties really have no muscle in the game. We just can be pushed aside year after year. And to put it in perspective, in about 10 years ago, the state was generating about $8 million from the TAT, and the counties were getting a little over $100 million, about $100.7 million. And today, the counties going forward will get $93 million, so we'll get a drop of $10 million. And the states take... judging from what the growth may be in the TAT, the state's take will rise to somewhere between $250 and $270 million from $8 million just 10 years ago. So this is a grab that they've, you know, I've heard them talk about funding their unfunded liabilities by taking all the TAT. So this is a fight that the counties have been engaged in for quite some time, and for us it's an issue of fairness.
Meanwhile, as you continue in that fight, which to this point hasn't been able to get a lot of traction, you still have an annual budget that you have to make. You're watching costs rise. How are you able to make up whatever shortfall there may be this time around?
Well, we're shifting the cost of services provided significantly to visitors. We're passing that cost on to our residents. We have no choice. During the time that the four counties have seen a $2.2 million increase in the TAT that's given to them, our costs for just funding fire, police, and parks, the ones that interface with the visitors the most, those costs in the four counties have gone up by $260 million. So, and we have little control over the negotiating process to keep costs down from the, you know, from the cost of labor contracts and arbitrated awards.
So with the counties in this lame duck position, it may be that the counties are shifting in what it can do. And I want to talk to you about something that happened late last week when we saw the polystyrene ban pass. Looking in some ways, seeing like the counties are moving ahead of what Oahu has been able to do.
Yes, we did a very thorough examination. The bill was passed at first reading back in December, and then we decided that we really needed to vet some of the scientific claims of the styrene being a human carcinogen, and we wanted to get further information on the environmental impacts. So we had about eight panelists from some from here and some from the mainland that presented either in person or over video, and we're now satisfied that there is no human health issue with polystyrene. Styrene itself, which is part of it, becomes a new material when it is combined to make polystyrene. But even styrene is not, I don't recall the classification, but it's not a known carcinogen. It's a possible carcinogen, but styrene appears in food substances like cinnamon and beer, and it's in the air we breathe. It's all over the place. So
we've got to go in just a second here, but now this bill, though, is moving off to the mayor, isn't it?
Yes, it's moving off to the mayor, and after our research, we will likely to be coming back to make some additional modifications sometime in the future to eliminate coolers and other things that get into the ocean as well. Our main focus was the ocean environment that surrounds us, and that was the main impetus for passing this bill.
All right. Well, thanks very much for being able to give us a status report up until this point. We'll talk again.
Well, thank you very much, Beth Ann. Have a good day.
You too. Mike White is the chair of the Maui County Council.